Would you send your 15-year-old child to work in a factory? Today, Georgia officials held a ceremony for a new state law that makes that possible. Now they just have to convince enough parents to embrace the new German-style apprenticeship program meant to create more skilled workers. WAB's Susanna Capilouto has the story.
Martin Plyer is proud of the Bright Clean factory he runs in Noonan, about 40 miles southwest of Atlanta.
If you look around in the shop, it's not dirty, it's not dark, and it's not, you know, dangerous.
Here, workers make parts used by manufacturers of flat glass and other building materials. It's a subsidiary of the German company Grunzebach. Plyer came to the U.S. 5 years ago and realized he would soon have a hiring problem.
I was like, what are we going to do to replenish our workforce? Because a lot of great, talented people that I have working here in the shop will retire very soon.
He quickly discovered that America doesn't have the pipeline of skilled workers Europeans have had for over 100 years. It's an intricate system where young people spend 3 years working and going to school to become certified in one of over 350 jobs. So Plyer had a crazy idea.
Take what works very well in Germany, the apprenticeship program, and grow your own. Make sure that you get the skills that you need.
Other companies around the U.S. have dabbled in apprenticeships, but they all start after high school. Plyer wanted the exact German model, which starts with 15-year-olds. He found seven other companies in his county to participate in an apprenticeship program, and then together, they all had to sell the idea to parents.
He said, Mama, this is what I've been wanting. And I was like, oh.
Lanita Henderson recalls the moment her son Josiah told her he wanted to be an apprentice instead of a traditional high schooler. He had just met Martin Plyer and some Georgia education officials.
They came to our school and got all the ninth graders in the cafeteria and started talking about, hey, there's this program, new pilot program. So I was like, this is a good job opportunity.
About 30 kids applied for 11 apprentice spots in industrial mechanics. They'll follow a German curriculum that's been adjusted to accommodate the local school system.
In the mornings, we're going to have to get up super early and go to the companies and apprenticeship and then go to West Georgia Tech and take some college-level courses there. And then we're going to end the day at our high school.
And if Josiah does this for 3 years, he'll have earned about $25,000 and get
a high school diploma, possibly your associate's degree, and then the certificate of something or other from the Germans.
He will actually be fully certified by Germany as an industrial mechanic. Josiah's parents are both college educated, and it took some soul searching to share their son's excitement. They toured the factory and needed reassurances that their child would be safe.
There's all kinds of safety. There's getting your finger cut off safety. Then also you've got, here's a kid who's maybe 15, going to be in an environment of all adults.
And then there were child labor laws. Martin Plyer says he worked through those too.
OSHA came in and said, this is possible and this is not possible. And as long as they're classified as a student and they're always under supervision, they can do pretty much everything.
Georgia lawmakers fully support Plyer's efforts and even tweaked state law to help make it happen. If the program is successful, officials hope to spread the apprenticeship throughout the state. For WABE News, I'm Susanna Capilouto.